Oh, look who's here.
Did you miss us? Did you enjoy your holiday? You did.
Not at all.
Can I say that Stephen came in this morning with a skip in his step? You were happy to be back. I can tell. It's okay.
Young Gareth told me that some newspaper has been printing my tweets.
Well, what do you expect?
Who did this?
Tweeting? Is this about the
who did this?
The slot machine?
Who did this?
I don't know. Sunday World.
Oh, the Sunday World, was yes. it? What did they say?
I don't know. I didn't read it.
All right.
Some well, what do you expect when you tweet things like that? What was he put into that machine and what did you get out?
I won a few pounds.
Few thousand?
On the slot machine in Vegas.
Did you bring any back?
No.
Not a penny?
No.
Did you come back down
not,
or up?
They'll not print that, will they?
Well, maybe they should.
Anyway, was I missed?
Yeah. It's weird with you because yes, to an extent it's not as much fun when you're not here.
Yes.
And then, but
that's
then
it. To just balance, stop there.
To balance it out, then there's not as much madness. People do things they're supposed to do. Everything happens in time, and people don't do things just to annoy you, which is what you do.
I'm very worried, actually. I came into work today. This is true.
Yes.
I feel like going to my solicitor. I came into work today, and the head of Really Ulster hugged me.
I seen that.
And was nice to me.
Do you know what that means?
And said, "Welcome back." That means I'm getting binned.
No.
Typical BBC, I'm telling you.
He is not going to bin you. It means you're going to be rested, Stephen.
Rested. I'm telling you.
William Crawley is well rested and he is ready to take your place. Dr. Crawley. Actually, Dr. Crawley reminded me
everybody else is resting.
That it's Dr. Crawley. It's not just one doctor.
When Crawley's on, everybody else is half asleep resting.
No, that's not fair.
It's a problem.
Have you missed this, though? Answer the question.
That man's so intelligent he talks to himself.
You leave William alone. No more
about
William.
Right.
Every time I have to defend him.
Good morning, Flo.
Oh, good morning. How you doing, son?
How are you keeping?
I'm grand. What about you?
Now, tell me you've missed me, Flo.
Oh, I did, sir.
Would you please?
A wee man like you that has got the biggest show on earth.
Would you please tell me that the programme has been dreadful without me?
Oh, I couldn't do that now. Lord, no.
Thank you, Flo.
That wouldn't be right.
Biggest show in the world.
No,
you've got a promotion
from
there.
BBC.
Now listen, Flo, what is happening with our 10th birthday celebrations? Are you coming to the big event?
When is it?
It's on Thursday. Tucky, you're talking about the cinema night.
Well, all of the celebrations.
Well, we're going to start on Monday. We're going to start the show on this, but I'm not going to say what we're going to do because I think that will give it away.
This
bit of a surprise on Monday morning.
Nothing is organized.
No, it does not at all. Do you know what? Because he's been away for 3 weeks, it means we've been free to do what we want, organize things, and now he's back, he's going to just start changing everything. So Monday morning, we're going to kick off the show with something a bit special, and
it'll
then we're
probably
going to
be, let me guess, right? It'll
no, don't you dare give away what it is, because can I just say
well,
before
I can
he
guess.
Does?
I actually
he,
don't
it
know.
Was his idea. It
I
was
actually
his idea.
Don't know. It'll probably be something simple like a song. It'll not be a big event, it'll be some song.
Okay. See, you start this gurning.
We should be giving away gold or something.
Right. That's a great idea.
Okay.
BBC license fee, we're going to now give away gold bars for Stephen Nolan's 10th birthday.
Yes.
So why not? Let's throw diamonds into that as well.
Would you like gold, Flo?
Yes.
Oh, not half.
Yes.
Although I've got plenty of it. But I could take more.
That's your ethos.
And what about our cinema night? Is it on?
Yes.
When?
So that's going to be next Thursday, the 30th. 7 o'clock in Belfast City Centre. Are you going to go? Are you going to be there?
That's this Thursday. No, Thursday week.
Thursday week. Yeah.
What film are we playing?
We're going to show E.T.
Are you coming, Flo?
What time is it at?
7 o'clock.
Oh, it's a bit late for me.
Hold on a minute. 7 o'clock on a Thursday.
Yes.
Aye, but I mean I go to bed early.
On a Thursday.
Aye.
What's wrong with that? Don't look at me like you're not aware of this.
I'm not aware of a Thursday, my friend, because I'm doing Question Time Extra Time.
No. Now you see this. Can I say that the conversation
makes you have a good
night. You have to book that off. Look at him shaking. Don't
absolutely
give
not.
Me something to throw at him.
Yeah.
It's not funny. You're annoying the new
fixer. Here's Sean and Derry. Morning, Derry.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Sean.
Don't put us all at peace. Where did your passport go before Christmas?
That's a good question. Where did your passport go? You blamed your poor mother.
I found the passport.
I know. You were blaming your mammy.
I found the passport under the bed.
Where he left it. At your backside.
Oh, dear.
Joe was good your show, but I'll tell you what, it's good to hear you back in the air and looking forward to it.
Give it a day or two, Sean. You'll be saying something different.
Flo, are you still there?
No, I won't, not.
You still there, Flo?
Yes, I am. Why?
Because I'll tell you the truth, I've got a little bit of jet lag, to be honest
with you. You've got what?
Jet lag.
That affect you?
Well, you see, it basically the time difference. It's 8 hours of a difference.
He's basically grumpier than usual, Flo.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that terrible?
It's something like 2 o'clock in the morning over in Los Angeles.
That's terrible. You jet around the world. It's these.
I go on one holiday a year.
That's not true.
One holiday.
That is not true.
Yes.
Yeah, second in 6 months, and I'm sure flying in those cheap seats that you were tweeting about as well.
I've got to talk to you about this though, Flo.
I'm
just finally, before the show ends today. I was sitting in, where was I? I think I was in Santa Monica, a place I love. And I looked up the Nolan Twitter feed and the Nolan podcast. And there was you, Flo. They'd sent out audio boo of you saying really nice things about me. And I thought, that woman's right.
I said all nice things about you.
She can't remember. She's doting.
No, she's not doting.
She cannot remember. Apologies.
Flo, I'm sorry that he suggested that. That's terrible. You should have more manners.
Flo, thank you for listening every day. I think we need to make you a star of the show.
Well, listen, tell me something.
Yes.
Why is your teddy bear so small?
That's a loaded question.
It's terrible, isn't it?
And the wee vest that's on him. My God, bless us.
Because they give all the marketing budget to Newsline.
Oh, I see.
And talk back.
Aye.
No more teddy bears. They're all gone anyway.
Exactly.
Well, listen, anyway, all the very best.
Thank you, Flo.
Enjoy your show.
Thanks a lot.
You're very, very good.
No, Flo. See, she likes me.
All
Flo,
the best.
Flo, that bye-bye. 20 quid is in the post, Flo. Thank you very much.
I'm back to bed now.